Okay, we're in trouble. Post-sequel snippet. Written by Suzuki Blue. Read by Opal Song. Fandom: Avatar The Last Airbender. Pairing: Zuko Jet Sokka. Rating: Teen.
Love is a burning flame, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
Sokka is pretty sure. And by pretty sure, he means entirely positive, actually. That the only reason Zuko and Jet haven't killed each other is because they're both expecting orgasms out of him at some point in the semi-near, mostly immediate future. Which is not on, as far as he's concerned. He has a girlfriend, damn it! Or, kind of. A little bit? Sort of. They're not locked in a big metal death box this time, is his point. Like, they're out and free, and the world is full of pretty girls. It's not like Suki's the only Kyoshi warrior in Full Moon Bay. Admittedly, the girls may be less friendly towards Zuko, but Jet's still got a shot, and there are plenty of refugees around on top of that. Therefore, there is no reason the two of them should be looking at him out of the corner of their eyes every chance they get. Seriously! Oh, spirits, why won't they stop doing that? Would you just leave me out of it and climb each other? He finally shrieks at them, throwing his arms in the air. Which is a totally fair protest to make, damn it! And besides that, Zuko's not chained up, and Jet's not being twitchy, so they're on basically equal grounds this time, and therefore not his problem. At all. Just, you know. His timing for speaking up could have been a little better.
So you don't want a second helping then? Katara asks, giving him a dubious look. Everyone else is pretty much staring at him, except for Jet, who's wearing his bullshit innocent face, and Zuko, who's choking on his share of dinner. And one more person.
I'll take it, Suki says mildly. And smirks. And Sokka is officially not sure if he's delighted or horrified. The end.
The music used in this podfic is Ring of Fire, cover by Adam Lambert. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong, and from there you can find a link to the author's post. Thanks for listening!